Good.
All right, that is 601. We will go ahead and get started. First, we are going to have a public hearing for the proposed real property tax increase. I need a motion to open the public hearing for the proposed real property tax increase.
I make a motion that we open the public hearing for the real property ordinance for the real property tax increase.
Okay, and that is to for setting the tax rate at 0.88 cents per $100 of assessment, which is above the constant yield tax rate of 0.8558 cents.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Any comments from Mayor and Council? Okay, then can I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, we have a public hearing for Ordinance 2022-2, which is an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg adopting a general budget and enterprise budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023, and establishing a tax rate of 0.88 cents per $100 of assessed real property value and a tax rate of $1.65 per $100 on all commercial or business personal property and all railroad and utility property, establishing and adopting the same service and administrative fee for semi-annual billings as adopted by Caroline County, establishing a quarterly waste collection fee in the amount of $40.65 per quarter for commercial properties which receive waste collection services and for all residential properties located within the corporate town boundaries, and establishing a $10 per item charge for extra waste collection times. So can I have a motion to open that public hearing, please?
I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing for ordinance number 2022-2, adopting the general budget and enterprise budget for the fiscal year.
Is there any public comment? Anything from Mayor and Council? Okay, can I have a motion to close the public hearing for Ordinance 2022-2?
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we will have our real meeting. So if we can have everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we've had a few changes to the agenda, so I need a motion to amend the agenda to add the approval of the minutes and add ordinance number 2022-04.
I make a motion that we amend the agenda to include the approval of the minutes and to include ordinance number 2022-4.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we have public comment. If anybody is here to speak, you may step up to the podium. All right, that was easy. All right, so next we have action on the real property tax increase. So is there any discussion on the proposed tax rate?
No.
No, I mean the tax rate staying the same.
Right.
Correct.
So from what it was.
From what
yeah.
it was.
Correct.
It's just a matter of.
I emailed Larry today just to make sure that I fully understood. By not lowering it, the constant yield, the town brings in somewhere around $30,000-ish extra dollars in income. And that money really gets used in our budget to provide cost of living adjustments for our employees. But even with doing that, doesn't keep up with inflation. So I'm not a huge fan of tax increases, but everything, the cost of everything is going up. So Scott's right, we keep the rate the same.
Right.
The increase comes in the
assessment
value.
But just so everybody understands, what's happening, the amount of money we're talking about, and what the town's using it for. That's the connect the dots to why I'll vote yay in just a second.
Any other discussion? Thank you, Rob.
Yep.
Okay, is there a motion to adopt the tax rate of 0.88 cents per $100 of assessment, which exceeds the constant yield tax rate?
I will make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we have the AMI water meter system upgrade. So we had a discussion 2 weeks ago, and it was a great discussion, but we did want Councilman Phillips to participate in that because this is a big investment in the town. So I guess we can start, I don't know, Town Manager Dree, do you want to start, or do you want to, we can start with the discussion that we kind of had?
Yeah, I may remember the council, there was a discussion at the previous meeting. No consensus was arrived at. All I guess the consensus that was arrived at was it's a better discussion to have with all members of the council and present. So that's the situation tonight. We've been on this journey about 7 months now. We've got three proposals in front of you. This is an expenditure out of ARPA. It's just a matter of determining what's best for the town as far as both the transaction of the actual water meter process and then the maintenance or service support for a period of time following that.
So we had discussed last, or 2 weeks ago, we had discussed, Rob, we had basically went through the Councilman Willoughby and we had added up the numbers and looked at the total numbers, as well as some other factors that had been discussed. Do you have any questions? Do you have thoughts on...
What total numbers did you come up with, roughly? Do you have that?
I'm trying to open it right now, but Microsoft Excel is updating.
In perfect timely fashion.
Of course it is. Trying to see. As I remember, there were some assumptions made, and we heard some talk about why we shouldn't or should make those assumptions on annual payments that come in the in the way of maintenance. And it came everything from, so what I was trying to do was do base plus annual payments for a term of 15 years, which everybody kind of said is the life of these meters.
Right, so then you know, right, overall cost, right, for the life of the...
And in deference to the shortness of life, because Excel is still updating, I want to say off the top of my head, it came in with the assumptions we had made that Ferguson was just shy of like 900,000 total calls, 15-year calls. MeterSys was somewhere around 1.3. I know that was a point of contention because they don't want us to project out over 5 years. So I was assuming 100, and I think it was whatever was on their sheet. It was that many hours a month at the rate they gave us, and I projected that out over 15 years. And we heard from them that really we should only do five, and they don't. So that was an assumption. And then I want to believe Suez, because they had their initial, and then their annual is like $46,000 or something.
Yes.
It came up to be like 1.8.
I was going to say 1.725 is what I have on my notes.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not that far off then, by
the way. Nope, you're close.
So,
okay, so their numbers are roughly what we...
And now, of course, MeterSys has presented us with a cellular option as well.
Mm-hmm. I got a hold of them folks up in Greensboro to kind of get a feel for what they think, since they are using Suez. And the overall opinion was they were very good. They had Neptune meters installed. They think the radio system is great. So they're getting an awful lot of customer complaints. And I said, well, okay, these are good. What's the negative? Said Suez is impossible to get a hold of, either by phone or email.
What were the customer complaints?
They didn't elaborate, but I can just assume that because
your water bill's accurate.
Right.
Well, that's
probably.
I have a feeling we are going to need to do some major. You have a 15-year-old water meter. It's going to be accurate now, so your water bill will go up.
Mm-hmm. Go up.
Don't be surprised if it does.
I read through MeterSys and their other proposal. I'm going to sound like a not nice person, but we asked all three companies to come up with a solution for the town. And they put in a solution for the town that was based off RF communication. And then they sat and heard us have discussion and heard us throw figures out, and then they came back and said, well, here's cellular.
Yeah, why wasn't that
why
part of the...
I don't feel like I can even consider it. If that was a solution that worked for the town, why wasn't it presented by the bid deadline? And to me, it doesn't pass the smell test, and I'm sorry, but we have a bid deadline for a reason. And we didn't say, give us RF technology or give us cellular. We said, here we are. Give us the solution that you recommend. And I read through it. I looked at it. But it didn't, it presented an ethical dilemma to even consider it.
I agree. I thought the same thing. I'm like, you presented, you could have put both options in.
Yes.
Right.
When you turned in your bid, you could have presented it with both options if you had that option available, as opposed to, I agree.
And then gone through a process of explaining to us why both options would work and this, that, and the other, instead of... Well, we would have still had to do our own research. I feel like I know more about communication than I ever should. But where I fall is where I fell 2 weeks ago. And Scott, this is what I was saying. We are not looking. I know you can't predict the future, but the crystal ball is what it is. We're not in the next 15 years going to be a public utility that adds natural gas. We're not in the next 15 years going to be a public utility that adds something else that we meter with, that we need a communication system to meter with. We are a water and sewer user. And if we have a solution that comes in, and the cellular solution is there, and it's $800,000+ all in, I think $787 is what it is for up front, and it works. And it's got, you know, it's guaranteed. I have not yet seen any evidence at all for why we should not take the low bid.
Right, and that's where I was when we talked about this a month ago or whatever. That the cellular, I don't see how it can't work for us, given
correct.
Half the cost with a budget the size of Fettlesburg. I don't know how you can ignore...
Or
900,000 compared to 1.7. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that we have to go with the cellular and the cheaper cost.
I agree with you guys. You know, I think it meets our needs. It's within our budget, and it allows us to do so much more with our ARPA money.
And like you said, there is no natural gas. If it comes to town, it'd be Sharp, who already has the line running down the railroad track anywhere, or whichever natural gas company right there. So, but yeah, I'm all for that. So,
Councilman Windsor?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any additional thoughts?
No, ma'am.
Okay, Councilman Soule?
Just what I just said a moment ago, I think that the cellular option with Ferguson is our best option.
I did reach out to the mayor of Galena. They have Ferguson, and he said they're very happy. I mean, and they're much smaller than us, granted, but they're much happy with they're very happy with the service and the support that they get from them. So it was somebody that was local that I could call to see what their experience was, and
yeah,
I trust Mayor
they
Carroll.
They were listed on the their website.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to award the water meter AMI contract to Ferguson for the amount stated in the proposal. Second.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, now we need to start the PR campaign of why your water bill is going to be more.
We got to get the trash bill first.
Well, and what to put in your trash can.
So a few PR campaigns.
Yes, yes, we have a lot on the docket right now for PR campaigns. Okay, next we have request for the text amendment. So there is introduction and recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Kim, did we skip something?
I might have.
Action on Ordinance 22.
Oh, yep. Yep, I did.
Before we get too far away from
it. Oh, yeah, because I went right to the AMI. I got too many ordinances
right
on here. I did.
Budget one.
I did, yeah. Well, we need that.
We did the hearing on it. Just
yeah,
not
I did
that.
The hearing. Let's all go with the hearing. Okay, so we have action on Ordinance 2022-2. Thank you, Councilman Phillips. That is for the Ordinance 22 for the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg adopting the general budget and enterprise budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023. Is there any more discussion?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve Ordinance 2022-2.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Now, the text amendment for the introduction for recommendation from Planning and Zoning Commission.
Do you want me to discuss
this?
Okay.
Please, thank you.
At your last meeting, we discussed that two-family dwellings, specifically townhouse units, require a party wall of at least 8 inches of masonry construction extending from the footings of the roof of the structure. We weren't entirely sure where that language came from. The town adopted the International Residential Code for 1 and 2 family dwellings, as well as the International Building Code. So rather than keep the 8 inches in the code, this text amendment changes it so that it says that all townhouse units offered for sale shall have party walls constructed in accordance with the International Residential Code for 1 and 2 family dwellings as adopted by the town of Fettlesburg. So the standards will update anytime you adopt a new international residential code for 1 and 2 family dwellings. And right now there's not a specific width that the walls have to be. It's a fire standard. And the Planning Commission considered it at their last meeting and they recommended it to you all. So you would introduce it and schedule it for a public hearing.
Do we schedule the public hearing for June 21st, or does it have to go further out?
It depends.
Just so I can put it in the motion.
How many days do we have from what day is today? It's the 21st.
Yeah,
no,
we don't.
No, we don't have enough time.
Okay, so it needs to be our July meeting?
We're not doing a July.
We're doing the middle one.
Yeah, we're not
doing
the first
meeting. Right,
we're doing
the business meeting. Middle.
Just making sure we're on
the right
date.
Yeah, we'd have to advertise today to meet the...
Yeah, no.
Okay, so we are meeting...
Was it like July 17th or something?
Yes,
18th.
It's the July 3rd holiday.
So no, we're
right, we're meeting July 17th?
18th.
Sorry.
18th. Oh, it's Tuesday.
No, it's
Monday.
Oh, well, never mind, I'm in 2023. That would be I'm still stuck on our bicentennials. I'm like, July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is there a motion to introduce Ordinance 2022-3, which is an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg to amend Section 245-114 of the Fettlesburg Town Code to regulate the construction of townhouses and schedule a public hearing for July 18th?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
All
shortcut.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next there is engineering services task order for scoping and cost estimating repairs and improvements to 115 and 117 North Main Street building. Town Manager Dury?
Madam Mayor, members of council, this moves that process forward. The town did put out an RFP for scoping and cost estimating. We had the open house on May 4th. We had 4 contractors, none of them bid. In fact, nobody bid. So, in an effort to expedite the process, rather than trying to find a contractor who is available engineering firm that preparation of bid documents and cost estimating was actually in the original scope that was advertised. He's perfectly capable of doing this. I've talked to their staff. They believe that the range of about $8,000 or $8,500 is appropriate for their staff time. We worked from the $160 an hour billable times 50 hours. I did forward them the recent January appraisal document, so they've got that in hand. It already describes the current conditions of the building. So right now, in the interest of moving this forward and having a an expert set of eyes on the process, so we can put the RFP out hopefully by September, October. Somebody's actually working over there. Staff's proposing that we enter this as one of the task orders. I believe it would be task order four for GMB to provide cost estimating and scoping of the work at 115, 117 building, Buckland Street building.
And the 8,500 comes from where?
It will come from the grant.
It will come out of the grant?
Yeah, again, about 8.5%. Typically, 7-8% is about right for this relative to the cost of a project.
Okay.
So it's ballpark. And again, enough work's already been done in that. This documentation. Their staff is scheduled to come by next Wednesday to do a walkthrough. I don't know how many more times I'll need to visit the site. It's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Let's take a look at it.
All right.
Need a motion for that? Mm-hmm.
So it's a motion to what's my word? Authorize?
Yeah.
Direct,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Direct GMB to go ahead with scope of repairs in the amount of not to exceed $8,500.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next there is request for funding support from ARPA for the Fettlesburg Activity Center. Town Manager Greer.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, is follow-up from the last meeting when there was a request from the supporters of the Fettlesburg Activity Center for improvements to their building from the town ARPA to the total of $50,000. This would be used towards work that would then assist the activity center with their reimbursement of their other funds. So expenditure of this type, donation to a nonprofit organization, is an eligible expenditure on ARPA. The benefits to the community were expressed by the petitioner last meeting, and staff is making a recommendation to award funding out of ARPA of up to $50,000 expended by September of this year.
Are there any discussions?
I have a few questions. I need to apologize. I wasn't here last time for whoever presented everything. But y'all were awarded a $150,000 state grants, correct?
Yes.
Has that been spent?
We cannot spend it until cannot get reimbursement until after we spend money.
It's a payoff.
The reason why we came to the town is because we need the seed money to move on electric, plumbing, and then once the money is spent, we will be able to get reimbursement from the state. But until we have the funds
right.
to even start, we're at a dead spot.
Mm. Okay.
And then even after that $50,000 is eventually all reimbursed, we want to use that for operational purposes.
And And to clarify, you have a $100,000 grant. The other $50,000 has not yet been awarded. Is that correct?
It has been awarded.
Okay, but
that's for this
next year. Okay.
We have to start spending last year's $100,000, or we lose it.
Right.
And lose the opportunity to get more from the state. So we're at a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we don't want to give them any money back. We want to use it here. Because somebody else is going to get it, so mm-hmm. we might as well spend it. Is there any other further discussion?
No. After they explain the situation, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Councilman Willoughby?
I mean, I know it says it in the action item here, but we're going to need documentation to report to ARPA on exactly how it's spent.
Correct.
Well, it's a general order.
Right.
On internal anyway.
Right.
So it would provide all of that information.
Okay.
Right now, I don't know if they started. They were supposed to start this week on the front of the building, the facade. We have enough money raised to get the front of the building done. And our next goal, if the funds are provided to us, is plumbing and electric. That's
the biggie.
Yeah. Right.
And that will take over 50,000.
Councilman Phillips?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm not hearing anything else. I will take a motion to approve the $50,000 donation to the Middlebury Activity Center.
I'll make a motion. We approve the $50,000 to the Fellowsburg Activity Center.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion passes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all your hard work.
So hard. I'm sorry. We just have tried so hard. Thank you.
No, we're excited. That's going to work out well. We have big plans for there, so. It'd be a great place for the entire community to gather and move forward. So
everyone in the community will benefit.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people excited about it, too. It's going to be a good place. There's a lot of good stuff going on there.
Well, we appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Next, we have proposals for the purpose.
Yeah, you're free to
got
go.
Got your money and run.
Singing that song.
Was it grandfather?
Next, we have proposals for the purchase of the water tower cell lease. Tom Enderdery.
Madam Mayor, members of council, this is the follow-up to the discussion that we had by way of budget preparation relative to the revenues from the cell tower lease. This is the cell tower in the industrial park. Currently, the annual lease rent payment, we've got the last year's stub, $15,165 is what our annual payment is. Townsend provided with two proposals to purchase not the physical materials, but the rights to be the landlord and get into rental agreements and set rents and collect rents from telecommunications companies, and they total $275,000 and $277,000, so that's a difference of less than 0.75 or 1%, so the bids, for all intents and purposes, the bids are identical within less than 1%. The proposer's documents are also included relative to the respective terms. This was budgeted in the current budget, which was just adopted the next fiscal year, to not show the annual revenue out of grant in recognition of the sale as a preferred option for the town's long-range financial benefit compared to the modest yearly rent. The sale does not involve the loss of the ownership, access to, or maintenance of the water tank. There's no transfer of real property involved in the transaction. Rather, process conveys the right of a party to extend a rental agreement set and collect rents. This has been discussed in the past as a one-time infusion of revenue, which staff always recommends spend a little, but bank the rest, which would improve the town's fund balance. Pending discussion staff, and I believe we've got the copy where both the dates are updated. One had a date that expired on the 31st of May, which was now extended to June 30th. And then the other one is a date of the middle of July.
July 13th.
Which, of course, is their proposal. It's not necessarily what council should, mayor council should agree to pending further discussion between two of those parties.
Shame you couldn't get a line in there that they would take care of painting the water tower, too.
So, as I read these, Larry, the difference in the purchase is $2,000. Landmark is the $275. Mm-hmm. And if there are additional rentors, we split that rent 50-50. Tower Point is $277, so they're the higher one. And if there are additional rentors, we share that 60-40. So the higher payout also gives us the bigger share of any future rent. Right? If I'm reading it right.
If and when.
Correct. If and when. I know that may not happen, but my point is, it's not just $2,000. It's potentially
60%.
A 60% share of future rent as opposed to a 50% share of future rent.
That was the only difference I could see. I mean, I really made myself ill trying to look at these two proposals.
Is that only for something that's put on the water tower, or is that something anywhere?
No, that's strictly the water tower.
Just in the easement area on the water tower, so it depends on what they're surveying.
Okay, because the landmark reads additional space outside of the ground lease. Wouldn't that mean outside of what they're already leasing?
Well, we don't have anything. We're not collecting a rent or anything outside of the.
But then why are we agreeing to split something 50-50? I'm just reading what that says. The very last paragraph says, Landmark and site owner also agree to share any future rent from carriers 50-50 who may require additional space outside of the ground lease.
And Tower Point says 60% in favor of landlord. Generated from tenants collecting, I'm sorry,
co-locating
on available space across the rooftop. So
that made it sound like it was the same location.
Right.
This to me doesn't.
Yeah.
This sounds to me like anything in town.
It says outside the existing lease area, so both of them are for any co-location outside of the leased area.
Outside what they're currently using?
So it would be anything in addition to. So if anything else goes on the water tower, they're getting a split of it.
Just on the water tower.
Yeah.
That's what I want to make clear.
Yeah. And you should further define that. And there's a couple things in here I think you would want. I mean, these are your terms of agreement to then enter into a contract. But you would want to put in here that it's still the town's sole discretion to move forward. It makes it seem like if you sign these terms of agreement, you're pretty much stuck. There's no more negotiating going forward. So I think that's something else you would want to include in here. And then both of them also have a confidentiality statement that you can't share the terms of the agreement for. Landmark's is 1 year. I think Tower Point's is ever, can't be disclosed. and they're subject to the Public Information Act, so you don't have the authority to make them confidential. So you'd want to change that.
In the lease agreements for how long?
99 years.
That's what I thought. I'm still looking for it. And then I have questions, and I may have missed it in here. If I did, I'm sorry. 25 years down the road, that water tower needs to be torn down. What happens?
I think that needs to be put into terms of.
I meant, you know.
I'm sure there's damages.
So we're already giving away, we're already only being paid for 18 years out of 99. So if that water tower, for whatever reason, I mean, we just tore a water tower down 20 years ago. Mm. That one's going to have to be come down at some point in time. So I mean, without knowing what the damages are, I've got a very hard time saying yes to this. I know everybody looks at the $275,000 and want to jump up and down and think it's great, but I've got a lot of questions floating around out there for me if it's really worth it. It might be that in 10 years, Generation 6 cell phone towers don't need nothing but a little box on a telephone pole, and we don't need it anyway, and we make out great. I don't know.
So that's my concern with technology.
But there's so many questions I have, I really don't know what way to go, personally.
But if we already sold it for night, if they change technology, this has nothing to do with
right.
it.
Oh, yeah, no.
My
concern is keeping it, and we miss that opportunity.
Right.
I mean, this, we get our little, $15,000 a year or whatever, and if we don't sell it now, because we're not going to have an opportunity, there's the potential that with technology changing that no one will want to buy it.
Well, and that's what they're gambling on. That's
right.
Why they're only paying, basically recouping the 18 years. But
is it distributed in one lump sum?
Yes.
Yes.
But so we could take the money and run.
Well.
We're back to that time. Probably not. We're not running anywhere on that. But
My biggest thing would be what happens if we get rid of that water tower.
That's
for
a good point,
reason.
And not something I had thought of.
Well,
quite
does it
honestly.
Move? Could it move to the other water tower? I mean, is that something that we would need?
I know that in Queenstown they have a tower that they just received a grant to decommission, totally take down, and build a new tower. And AT&T is on there. AT&T has the sole discretion to move elsewhere, but it's up to the town to move them there. And the cost of the town to move AT&T there is, I think, $150,000. So they're keeping their old tower up until the lease expires, and then they're still going to build the new one. And then, but they lose the grant funds for decommissioning the existing one,
right?
Because they can't decommission it right now. They can apply again in the future.
So that's from AT&T.
The cheaper option.
That was AT&T.
I'm talking about from Landmark herself, or from the other one. If we went to them,
yeah, they probably have something similar. But I would think. I mean, they should have purchase agreements that you can get samples up to see what their terms are.
I mean, as long as we're not going to get hit, I hate to get paid enough for 18 years, and 18 years we do away with that, and they want to take half of it back because we knocked them out for the next 20 years or 60 years of the lease,
And then you have no money left. So it's spent all.
Can we get a copy of what the agreements would be as far as, what the parameters are, right? If we sign up with these companies, right? This is what happens if we have to move the tower. This is what happens if
we can't fulfill our...
I'm in favor of selling them for $277,000 if terms of the contract can be worked out.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm willing to state that tonight if we want to, so we can have Larry move forward and work. But I don't want to just carte blanche, say, yeah, let's do it, and not see the contract yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you would have to review it anyway. We can make the motion to move forward with getting the terms of the contract.
Do you want them to come do a presentation? There's only two of them.
You could.
If their terms aren't going to change, I don't really see the need. I think it's clear cut who we're going to pick. If they're going to come and know they come in face to face, and they might throw more money at us, then by all means have them come in. if not, then
Never personally, obviously.
So
no, I kind of feel the same. It's kind of spelled out in there, but I would like to see the terms of the contract. So if we move forward with TowerPoint based on agreement of the terms of the contract.
Yeah.
I mean, because then who came in here on the
maintenance?
5G stuff about telephone, putting stuff on telephone poles. Remember that?
I think nobody ever came in.
We adopted it. Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do it, right?
If they're to that point already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's 6 and 7G going to look like?
Right.
That's what they're doing in Ocean City. And they've done it down in Rehoboth, too.
I mean, they're only like, what?
Small
like that or something. So that's what, I mean, I'm not really against it. I just don't want to be hit 20 years down the road where think we're out of this, and whoever's sitting here is using our name in vain because they get a $100,000 bill for something, So, yeah, so what kind of motion do you need for that?
So I would say that, let's see, you said the motion should be that we are allowing Tom Endertree to move forward with an Tower Point, selling the water tower rights to Tower Point based on appropriate terms.
Subject to
terms of the contract.
Should in town sole discretion.
Should we get the same from Landmark to see which is, I mean, say one is markedly different than the other, that might tip us one way or the other.
That wouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so what if one's not going to make
right,
the
yeah,
the other
exactly,
way?
Or,
we
you know, there's an out.
Dollars so less, but they're not
I would take less money
part.
If we don't, you know, the liabilities,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so the motion would be to move forward with getting terms of contracts from Landmark and
Tower Point.
So we can make a selection.
Yeah, you could ask for, like, sample agreements from other municipalities or, you know, whatever they would give us. Yeah.
Maybe do either one of them have local references where they've done this?
I'll ask.
Okay. Is somebody making that motion?
I'll make a motion to direct the town manager to contact Tower Point and
Landmark
to get terms of contract for each.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have introduction of ordinance 2022-04. Which you all received copies of recently. It's an ordinance of the town of Fiddlesburg authorizing a line of credit promissory note with Provident State Bank in the principal amount of $500,000, proceeds of which may be used to provide interim financing to cover expenses and indebtedness that may arise from the operation of town business.
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
Yeah, you did it for the line of credit. You had a line of credit for the solar project with Provident State. This one, I haven't fully reviewed the promissory note, but it's for $500,000. It has a variable interest rate. The maturity date is June 6th, 2023. And I think it's going to be used for general operation of town business.
We've had that before also, correct?
We have not.
We haven't?
Not just for our bills and payroll. We've not. We've talked about doing it, but we've never done it.
That helps us with our cash flow issue that we have with all these projects.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion?
No.
You know, I really thought we had one.
No. Then I make a motion we approve 2022-4.
Introduce it.
And you would have a public hearing, and when it is posted for the public hearing, the promissory note would be attached as well to it for the public to view.
So I'll second it. Second introducing it.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are we using Provident just because we've used them in the past, or have we looked at other lenders that may have more favorable interest rates?
We've not looked at others.
Okay.
We just went with Provident because they already have all our information. That was
right.
Like
okay.
Trying to do it with
I'm just, there's, I mean, I understand that. But the Fed's also meeting, is it four more times this year? I mean, interest rates are going to jack quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This is variable. That makes me nervous on this sum of money.
Mm.
And I'm all for staying local. Like, I very much am. Don't get me wrong. But it's a lot of money. So I didn't know. I mean, there are banks that do government financing.
I honestly think if you introduce this, and you got other offers prior to the public hearing, you could revise the ordinance and switch out the name of the bank for better terms.
Okay. Okay.
So are you thinking we should call or just see what happens when it's posted?
I don't know. That was my question, was why this bank and these terms? And I didn't know. The answer could have been we checked elsewhere. This was the best.
Right.
Like, I didn't know, you know, but if we haven't.
But the town is hoping not to have to wait till the middle of July to receive this money, correct? So there's that.
But when, we introduce this tonight, when can we?
We're not going to vote on it until after the public hearing in July.
Right.
But they are hoping to receive some good faith with
the
introduction
of
the ordinance will free up that money. So I don't know. I think what you're suggesting is very good, but I don't know in the practicality of things that will happen.
We're looking to get the proceeds before the ordinance is actually passed.
I don't think we can do that.
I was going to say, I'm not in favor of that.
That would happen. I was hoping so, but
I don't see a Providence bank doing that just for that very reason.
You could get
just from other projects, you could send a quick email to Shore United Bank. I think Queenstown Bank is another one that a lot of people anybody else? I mean, we can certainly call around, so.
Yeah.
We can modify the...
Most people that I... A lot of them use Shore United.
And Provident might lock in a...
Better rate
if they know that we're shopping?
Yeah. Can certainly ask.
Okay, so we'll take I'll take a motion to introduce Ordinance 2022-04, and then if we find a better rate, then we can modify it to change the name of the bank.
I will make a motion that we introduce Ordinance Number 2022-4 with the caveat that if we find better terms, we can substitute the new bank.
Are you adding scheduling the public hearing for?
And scheduling the public hearing for for July 18th, 2022.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, next we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
Oh, I don't believe I'm going to be here for the workshop. And Larry, can I get a key to the door? Very seldom I come down here. But sometimes I come down to use the copier and I couldn't get it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think any of us have any keys except for Mayor Abner.
When did they change again?
After.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have got one.
You might have gotten them.
He had copies for everybody, just whether we were all in your email.
Yeah, that's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Soule?
I have a couple of things. First, I want to acknowledge that today is D-Day, 77 anniversary of the Normandy landing, which is pretty significant. I also hope that we had an update on the splash pad. I know they're working on that. How close are we to being able to open that? Does anyone know?
It doesn't sound promising.
Yeah, it isn't promising at this point. And there's a number of reasons for that. The goal is to, you've all got Steve's report. Mm-hmm. And again, the goal is to have it operational, not operational for 2 days, closed, back for repair, open again, closed, back for repair. The tubing and the pumping issue needs to get resolved once and for all. Otherwise, we're potentially going to be in this issue of open and closed for a period of time.
And, I mean, is it looking like it may not be open this summer? I mean, I think we need to, people are like clamoring to have it open, and it would be nice to say, even if it's not being open this year because it needs to be overhauled, we hope that, and then if we get it open, that's great, but, you know.
At least they know.
But at least nobody is going to be calling us every week and asking, you know.
I think until we have someone who's actually expert in pumps and jets, we won't have an answer on that.
Right.
And also we have to get the fee. And again, this is, at least we don't need a lifeguard anymore. But this is still considered as a pool, so it still has to get the chlorine right. And that's part of something, again, with the pumping that I think people forget, is this is recirculated water, so it can't be chlorine-free because of the contaminants in the water at that point, and it can't be at a chlorine level where you don't want this getting in kids' eyes or mouth.
Right.
So this is why it's three times a day monitoring. And
it's an expensive 3-foot round splash.
It is.
It is.
Is there a file folder in Happy's office of the who put it in and any details on it? Do we know?
No.
I mean, that would be the company that put it in, right? If we're
right.
having, I mean, I get how old it is, and I get stuff needs to be fixed. But at least if that gives
you
another starting place
yeah.
that put it in.
Yeah.
Then we can have an idea to say, look, this is what's, because maybe there's a defect with that model that they put in and they have fixes for it, right? So maybe we should check in Happy's office for that original,
yeah.
the original
yeah.
installers. It came from a grant, so I would imagine there's a file folder in there.
I think
somewhere.
I may have, when we were looking through Happy, I think I may have seen something that fits.
Okay.
But it's obviously.
That would give us another place to start besides the other company that I found, so.
Also, I know this will be our first full week of the new date for trash pickup, and I think people will get that, you know. But my concern was about the bulk pickup. I think since bulk pickup has always coincided with trash collection day or extra trash pickup, you know, yard waste, whatever, I think people are going to be thrown off that it's on it's staying where, like, it's tomorrow.
We
but trash is not tomorrow.
We've had a number of phone calls with people asking, and we just told them, because I was under the impression that it was staying on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Okay.
That's my understanding, too. But I think that's going to confuse people. So I think that we need to be proactive and make sure people, like,
get the word out.
Maybe at the beginning of the month, say, extra trash pickup is on these days, even though they haven't changed. But I think because it's not on a trash day, that is... people will be confused. I also wanted to commend Public Works for the flowers on the bridge. They look very nice, and I think that really adds a nice touch to downtown. And then lastly, we've talked all around our different little committees and everything, and our Parks and Rec Committee, how do we schedule a meeting for that? Is that something I need to initiate since I'm the council member in charge of that? And I know, you all know, because I've talked about this, I want it to be more than just the sports people, but with the employment of Angel Perez now in Greensboro, working with their Rec and Parks Committee up there, they're poised to really be doing things. Preston is doing things. Their town manager does all of that there, but Denton has a downtown Main Street that they're doing things. Ridgely has one. I feel like we're the only big town who is not doing anything, and I would like to at least get these people together and, you know, sort of see where their thoughts are. So I wasn't really sure what the next step was. I don't even think we have a full committee at this point yet.
Well,
so. Mm-hmm.
But I think the last time we tried to do this was a meeting in March, maybe, and we couldn't.
I think you just need to pick a date and say this is when we're having it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
Take
it.
Can I take that
yep.
initiative? Because
yeah.
I'll do that. I mean,
yep.
And
I think you're going to have to.
Because, yeah, I mean, there is no, we're all just a bunch of, you know, Indians and a chief right now, so.
Guess what?
Chief
Sewell.
That's probably politically correct to have used that analogy, but you know what I mean.
You're right. On it now.
So that was it. That was a lot, but that was it.
Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
Saturday was the Soapbox Derby. Owen Conley from Easton won the Super Stock, and Ella Abbott, mm-hmm. I think from Hurlock. I'm not sure where they live, honestly. Her grandfather and mother were from town, but she won the stock, so they'll be going to Akron in late July. Had beautiful weather, good turnout. Larry, for you, question, the water tower maintenance, did you include it in, was it included in this year's budget?
Yeah, it's one of the line items.
It was, okay.
It's, I think the number we budgeted is 60 grand.
I knew we talked about it, I couldn't remember, honestly. All right. And who cuts the
sale of the SREX should be paying for that.
Okay. Who cuts the grass at the log cabin? Is that the town? Because the town better not send another letter out until we cut our own grass.
We'll have the solar panel, field to that as well. We just don't have a little shed.
Because I rode by for the last week, I think it was yesterday, in front of the log cabin. It's probably that high, and there was four cars up there with people using, and I just hung my head when I rode by. If we can send a letter out to residents to tell them to cut the grass, we better damn sight better we'll cut our own, or we need to stop sending letters out.
Or when we bring the contractor in to cut their grass for them, they cut our grass too.
Right.
Yeah, something. I mean, because I rode past there and thought, that's terrible. And we need to make sure we get the right address, because I had a man chew me up and down for an hour because our code enforcement man sent the grass cutting letter to the wrong address. He was not very happy. So just need to double check the address before he sends them letters out, please.
Sometimes the Lions Club cuts the grass up there.
Well,
and the town should not depend on that.
No,
right.
Exactly.
The town shouldn't depend on the Lions Club being generous and cutting grass up there. We have a park cleanup.
Yeah, we do.
Saturday.
But speaking about Wayne, who really does it for the Lions Club, has asked me, and I forgot about that, to make that a point, to make sure that the town knows that the Lions Club is not responsible for that, because they're only doing part of it, and what they're not doing is not getting cut.
Right.
So he wanted to make sure there was no misunderstanding about who was cutting up there.
That's all.
Well, now they're not picking up trash. They can cut grass on Tuesdays at Chambers Park.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Councilman Phillips?
No.
Councilman Willoughby?
I do want to thank Steve and Public Works. Friday at the elementary school was field day, and I was there all day long running an event for the kids. But the night before, there's a new PE teacher at Fellsburg Elementary who was slightly freaking out on Thursday afternoon about how the water gets turned on. And his text, I said, do we run the water at the dugouts? He said, yep, they ready for it? And he had it turned on within just
nice.
A couple minutes. So,
nice.
But there was that, where's the line between the school and the town? And he was out there very quickly to turn that on. And the kids loved all the water stuff that they had out there for them. So it was a great day. But thanks to them for going out and for doing that. Stuff has been posted on about trash pickup. A couple folks reached out about wanting to do trash cans. So, Christy, I got a list of like 3 or 4 folks that just gave me their info. And
I am waiting on contact information
yep.
for Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
We're directing all of that to him.
Okay.
He had told me that he was going to get a new number set up and his wife was going to man that
okay.
for calls, complaints, concerns, whatever. I emailed him on Friday to hey, I need that number.
Yeah.
And I haven't got a response. I called him twice today.
Is going to no longer provide the trash cans.
But we'll use what we have until
we
wear out. Okay.
Okay.
They may purchase a few of ours to switch out is what I was told. You know, our
Right.
Mine getting ready to bring the half. I need.
Okay. Well, I'll at least pass on the information.
Yeah, I've started a list of people I have to call back when I get a number.
And I told folks, as I've talked to them, certainly you can call Town Hall. You can also go on townofellsburg.org and report a concern that your trash can needs to be replaced.
Sure.
So like you know, there's different ways that you can do this. But I'll get you that information as well. One thing, something that maybe we could investigate, and I don't know anything that's involved in it other than to throw it out there. Our fire company sometimes buys trucks and apparatus that have been pre-owned by other places. Ed, you can probably correct me on what I'm about to say, or at least put my vocabulary correct as to what it is. But there's at least one piece of apparatus that we bought, I think, from Delaware. So that if Fellsburg Fire Company responds to a call in the state of Delaware, they can hit a button on the dash and every red light switches in the state of Delaware. But they can't switch any of them here in town. And we don't have the stuff on our lights to do that.
I don't think it's also on the lights themselves.
Right.
Yeah, traffic lights.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have the stuff to do that. It just so happens because they bought a Delaware truck. It came outfitted. And if they respond to a fire in Seaford, they can change every light on Stein Highway, but they can't change the lights here.
Preston has it, too, for their light rate the center panel.
Right.
That's to be through the state, right? Aren't both our lights a state light?
Yes.
Funny you should mention.
So.
That's
not
our meeting.
Right. But I wonder if it's something people
can paper.
Or investigate. And maybe it's not us, and maybe it is the state. But I know we don't have that many lights, but...
Well, we have more than Preston.
We have more than Preston. And I think it's just kind of funny that our folks will have, you know, they can't change this one, but they can fly down Stein Highway. Just because, and it's just that one truck because they bought it from Delaware. I understand. That's
right.
But is it something we can look at? And possibly even...
thank you.
Sorry, is that what they're called?
She's trying to be off the screen. We all heard it.
Sorry.
And I don't know if there's ever an opportunity to look at putting a fire light at the intersection of University and Bloomingdale. Because when you pull out of University, you either go left or right. But if you're at University and Bloomingdale trying to go out to the highway, we respond a lot to, you know, different areas. That may be something, too, to look at. Just public safety.
What is a fire light?
It's just one that blinks and only turns red to stop traffic.
During a
when
call?
When you need to.
When they need to pull the... stops all traffic both directions when they need to pull out of the firehouse. They have them in Ocean City. Most of the towns have them right where the... at the intersection.
And that's the only intersection I think needs one. I mean, just... But if you're going and turning left, it'd be nice to just sort of be able to stop everybody, make the turn, get out of town, and go respond to your call. And that's not on behalf of the fire department. That wasn't an actual lodge thing. It's just as I talk to some folks, and they're like, you know, I can bring it up. So that's all I got.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking of State Highway, we have a Chief McDermott, Tom Andrew DeRee, and myself, and Delegate Adams have a meeting with Ken Fender for the State Highway to review our roads and them getting our roads paved and getting them on a priority list. That is on June 30th. They will be here in town. I've asked Public Works to put trash cans, extra trash cans at the marina now through like the fall. I don't think we need them through the winter. We'll just keep one at each location. But I was down there Sunday walking the dogs. I picked up trash that had blown out of the trash cans and out of the trash bags. And then there was another party at the same pavilion, and they just left their trash instead of walking to the other end to put it in the empty trash can. They just left all the stuff around overflowing. So we're putting extra trash cans there and extra trash cans at the boat ramp and by the electric charging stations because nobody wants to walk over to the basketball court. I'm going to put 50 million trash cans at the marina so I have a place. At least when I pick up, I know, but at least when I pick up my trash, I don't have to carry it all the way around the marina when I pick up my trash or somebody else's trash. As Councilwoman Sewell said,
I really appreciate Public Works. They made those brackets. I don't know if you stopped and looked at them on the bridge. They welded them to go specifically on that bridge. The plan is the four were, we were trying it out to see how it worked. Next year we're going to go to eight, and we will be putting red, white, and blue flowers in them for bicentennial. I think with the bunting, that'll look really nice on the bridge.
Yeah, water stuff.
God.
Well,
just yesterday, they look wonderful, but yesterday they were looking a little.
Well, so here's the problem, right? When they get ordered, we order things that, like sun, and do not require a lot of water.
Right.
But yet, the person that makes them continues to put shade-loving, water-needing plants in them.
Gotcha.
So, next year, Councilwoman Sewell and I are taking on that project. Okay.
We tried.
So that we don't, and we did, we tried, but we I saw them and I was like, these plants love shade and they need a lot of water. And
she can't really say what she said.
I know, right? Can't. So we are working on that. Okay. But so we have this year, but it'll be, we'll work on that for next year. We have MML next week. Councilman Willoughby, Councilman Sewell, and myself are at MML next week. There's lots of good stuff on the agenda, and there is Police Accountability Board stuff on that first Sunday. So, I think that's a, I think that was almost like a 2-hour session. It's a big session on that Sunday. Yeah. So, we'll let you know what comes out of that. Do we know if Steve got the soccer goal in? Okay. Do I need to go put it on?
Is it not on?
No. Well, I'm sorry, when I walked this morning, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, so I don't remember. I didn't see, it wasn't on yesterday, but they might have put it on today. I walked the dogs early this morning before work started, so I'll double check. I'll let you know.
I talked to him over a week ago.
Okay, I'll double check. So for the bicentennial, I sold 13 fish. We have 13 sturgeon coming to the town of Federalsburg. They have been ordered, deposit has been placed. They are coming from a place in Florida, and Hills Taxidermy is taking care of bringing them back. There are 13 77-inch sturgeon that will be on their way to Federalsburg sometime this summer. Stop shaking your head off.
Is that a school?
Yes, that would be a school of sturgeon. Fish tournament is still on track for November 5th. We are having bi-weekly meetings for that. That's shaping up nicely. Thursday at 4 o'clock, right, Larry, we have a meeting with the Nanticoke Watershed Alliance. Miss Wool is coming back out to help us with some of the area down around the marina where we can change the areas out for the watershed, just to do some plantings versus just the grass. If we can do some plantings and some pollinator gardens, Public Works won't need to mow those sections. And it gives the bees, and it gives us some points on our Sustainable Maryland application as well. So they're going to help us with our Watershed Alliance and some grants for that as well. Shirts have been ordered, and we will have T-shirts available for sale. I don't know if you guys have ordered anything yet from Land's End, but those have all been ordered. Mm-hmm. I ordered a hat and a sweater and a polo shirt.
I got a little jacket and a T-shirt as well, and was very happy with everything I got.
Yeah, I have. This is my hat that I ordered. Mm-hmm.
And I got mine in khaki, but which was nice.
So, anything, whatever you order, and get the insignia put on it. They did have to shrink the insignia some to fit it on the caps, but for the shirts, they'll be slightly larger. And that's all I have. So there is a request for an executive session for legal advice.
I have one quick question.
You?
I forgot while you were talking. Steve and his license, where are we at with that?
Is that an executive committee, or not executive session for the employees?
Big picture, we haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Oh, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Would you feel comfortable when you talk with the representative from the state about bringing up that bypass bridge?
You're passing on the bypass? I will certainly. I'll
before
make
we have before we have another fatality.
We're going to name the bridge after you once we get it, because that has been your platform for how many years? 12.
No, the chief said he'd get out there and help me with a paintbrush.
I will. I put the
paint chief and brush.
I put it. I put it on the your painting lines on the bypass bridge for not passing.
Yeah.
I have it on my list. Yep. All right. So can I get a motion to go into executive session for legal advice, please?
By the way, it's a shoal of sturgeon.
Shoal.
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 Good to know.
Thank you, Dr. Willoughby.
Thank you, Dr. Willoughby. Thank you for schooling me in sturgeon lingo.
Oh, my God.
Who made the motion?
Me.
I mean, I'll make a motion we go into executive session
right, so
for personnel.
Scott can second.
For legal matters.
Aye.
Great. Yep. There, let me.
Yes.
Yes, legal advice, unless you also want personnel.
This one is.
Personnel. Legal. Personnel. Both.
Yeah.
No.
Great.
Right.
Oh, y'all got my head hurt. Look, it's only 7:11. We're good.
We're
after this agenda, we're gonna.
It was a big meeting. We got through a lot of stuff.
All right, who's up on?
Are we?
Yes, I am muted.
Are we?
Is this put those people
on?
No,
no.
I mean,
no.
We got to turn off the tape here. Do we have anyone on?